Folks, hey superstars, hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here. Hey, welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant, folks. I'm your host, Wesley Virgin here. Welcome. How's everybody doing here tonight? So last night, you guys didn't have a lot of questions here, and I'm going to assume that you want me to stop doing these lives here. I like doing the lives, but if you feel that you have enough information or you have exactly what it takes to make millions of dollars, to be happy, to design the life that you want to live, then I will end the Millionaire Midnight Rants. I will go ahead and put the rants to bed. I've been doing it for about 4 years here, but it's all about you. You know, I'm here to make a contribution, but if no one wants to join or no one has any questions, if no one wants to pick my brain, then I guess I will stop it. I will end it. So let me know in the comments below if you want me to continue to do it. And if you want me to continue to do it, ask questions, folks. You know, so many of you pray for a chance to pick the brain of a millionaire, giving that opportunity every night here on my Instagram account, Wesley Million Dollar Virgin. Every rant is uploaded to Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And listen, I pray to God that I would have this opportunity to listen to someone. Like, honestly, I used to just wish if only if I could be around a millionaire, if only if I can have the opportunity to pick the brain of a millionaire. You have no clue. In my 20s, I prayed for that. I said, man, if I can just attach myself to a successful person, because, you know, I grew up in the hood in the ghetto, so it was no one, not even seven figures, no one even made six figures a year. And I realized in my later 20s on how important it was to attach yourself to the right people, or just to hear the right people, or be exposed to them. And I'm giving you folks this exposure. And I feel that some of you are taking it for granted. I feel that you guys are not taking it seriously. And it may cause me to end it. Stop it. And not to do it any longer here. Okay? All right, here we got a question here. Hey, Wes, how do I create songs on your new app? Download it. And it's pretty straightforward. Just download the app, follow the instructions. It's very easy to do. Now, someone asked me, how am I going to monetize it? So we're going to start monetizing the app next month, where people will basically have to get a membership to create more and more songs. We have what is called these 30-day... say if you want to be a millionaire, you want to be rich, so we have a 30-day series for that. Say if you want to have the perfect body, we have a 30-day series for the perfect body, and we also have a 30-day series for the perfect lover as well. Okay, you just listen to them, and once you come out of that, your brain will be programmed to accept that desire which you want. And we're gonna have a ton of features, like different moods and voices. So we're going to have a lot of in-app purchases that people are, and they're going to be very affordable, obviously. But we would just want to give people the experience that they, an unmatched experience, honestly. This app is going to give people an experience that's going to be unmatched, that they're going to enjoy listening to, and the benefit that they get as well of enjoying listening to the song is going to program the mind. It's going to embed the beliefs based off the lyrics that they create for themselves. Okay. I thought you loved sharing your God-given gifts. Why would you stop? Well, I do, Chris Jackson, but, you know, if I don't have any questions here, you know, I looked at my podcast today on Spotify. I have over 500 plus podcasts. which I've discussed so many different topics about manifestation, about mindset, about business, about stock, about a lot of stuff, about psychology, influence, okay? So I'm here for you, okay? Which means is if you folks feel that you don't need me any longer, then I can be doing something different. Does that make sense? I love doing this. Do the app in Android, please. Soon. But for now, go ahead and buy yourself an iPhone. I'm starting a designer pillow line and would like your advice as to best way to get organic marketing. Well, I would say this first, Valerie. What sets you apart? A designer pillow line. Like, why would someone buy your pillow? That's my question. Please, name of the app. The name of the app is called DreamRes. I'm going to type the web address below, www.dreamres.com. If you have an iPhone, you can get it for free right now, okay? A while ago, you mentioned that Colombia was a thin state. Thin state? I never said that. What's a thin state? I'm not aware of that terminology. Next question, hey Shahida, how are you? And if you folks are not familiar with my new app that I just launched in the App Store, it helps you to manifest your dreams using music. Everybody like listening to music, right? Of course you do. You love listening to music. So imagine listening to music, and just by listening, based off the lyrics, which are your dreams and desires and goals, the more you listen, the faster you will manifest your dreams. So basically, it programs your mind for the beliefs that you want to have. Music itself is a programming mechanism, okay? It does. When you listen to music, those lyrics are being hardwired into your mind. The more you listen to it, those lyrics will be hardwired into your mind, okay? Which is the reason why you're able to repeat certain songs in life, right? Or songs that you listen to on the radio, on your iPhone, etc. So this app is music, but the lyrics are your dreams and goals, and it is created in a way using advanced technology or advanced AI that's creating a very pleasing, desirable, very exciting song. So you create a playlist. So instead of listening to Drake or whoever you listen to your playlist about your dreams, which allows you to hardwire the dreams in your mind so you will automatically do what's necessary to achieve those dreams. Does that make sense? This is a game changer. So the app is in my bio. Click the link and grab it. Yep, the app is free for now. It is free. So go grab it. How to make a profit by remodeling my homes in Hawaii and sell it. I find myself spending more money than I planned. Well, yeah, you need to get yourself someone who knows how to do that, right? Who understands how to flip houses. So you need to find someone in your city, your town, or in Hawaii to help you through that process. Hey, Jennifer, how are you? Next question for me. Wes, by you listening to the personal development and reading books on Journey to Millions, was that how you rewired your brain to become rich? Well, that was a part of it, okay? When I realized that the thinking that I had in my 20s was not the thinking that was going to make me successful or financially independent in my 30s. Okay. Like, listen, you're thinking right now, all of you that's listening to my voice, you're at your house, you're laying in your bed probably. Listen, the thinking that you have today is not the same thinking that's going to allow you to become who you want to be. Right? And when I say thinking, I'm talking about your beliefs, your values, what you see that's important, your motivational mechanisms, which means is that's why we use the word reprogram or recondition. You have to reprogram the mind. Reprogramming the mind means that you have to divorce everything that you are comfortable with and accustomed to. For example, your friends, sometimes your family, places that you used to go, things you used to do. You have to divorce and eliminate a lot of things out of your life. Why? Because the current conditions of your life or your current experiences is the reason why your life is what it is today. What you drive, the money that you make, the people that you're around, the things that you do, the place you go. Okay? That is based off what you expose yourself to repetitively. Okay? So when I began to listen to self-development was just telling me things about myself. Before, I thought I had to do something outside of me to fix my financial issues, right? I thought I just needed another job. I needed to start a business. Yeah, but I started a lot of businesses and got involved with a lot of opportunities in my 20s, but I never made any money. Why? Because I didn't go through the process of self-development. Listen, if you're not the type of person, or if you don't have the mentality of an entrepreneur, when you start a business, you won't be successful. Think about it. Most people, like I did, they came from a 9-to-5. Almost everybody on here had a 9-to-5 job, 3 to 11. You had a job that you got paid per hour. So imagine working for 5 to 10, 20, 30 years of your life and making a decision to transition out of that. Well, what you don't realize is this. It doesn't matter how excited you are about being an entrepreneur, you still have job mentality. Not because you wanted it, right? It's not because, like, it's something that you was like, yeah, I want to have a job. No. It's because that's what you expose yourself to. Most people get up in the morning, they get ready for work. They drive to work. They go to lunch. They go to meetings. They do their job. 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, they go home. So, and then they get a check every 2 weeks, every week. So this is all conditioned behavior, right? You're being conditioned, and now they're creating habits. Many of you are waiting on your check on Friday, on Thursday. You're ready for the, waiting for the direct deposit. Many of you are dreading on Sunday night to go to work on Monday. So think about this happening every year for 5, 10, 20 years. And now you make a decision that you say, well, I want to start a business because, I want to be financially free. Or you see some black guy on the internet by the name of Wesley Virgin driving the car of your dreams and traveling around the world. And you're like, man, I want that. But what you don't realize is that you have been programmed for so many years to get paid for time. Rich people, we get paid for value. Average and poor people get paid for time. So all the self-development audio I was listening to, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, it was changing my mindset. So what it was doing was, to make it very easy for you to understand, it was just changing my perception of the world, changing my perception of a job, changing my perception of work ethic, changing my perception of people and depression. I mean, it was just changing my perception of everything by listening to personal development. So it was definitely instrumental to me being worth over $40 million now. Does that make sense? So I highly recommend it. I mean, listen to personal development. But like I said, with the app that I created to go one step further, because with personal development is great, it sounds good, but the problem is you have to listen to it for a very long time for you to actually get it and start to reap the benefits from it. But music is highly programmable. Like when I say highly programmable, like it makes your mind malleable, so malleable that when you listen to music, it triggers the chemical dopamine. That's why you feel good, by the way. It's a chemical in the brain. It's called dopamine. It's to feel good hormone, so you feel good. You ever notice why when your favorite song comes on, all of a sudden you start moving your body? It's almost like you just can't even control yourself. Like, you ever been to a restaurant, they put a song, oh my God, I'm myself. You start screaming and moving your body because it's a vibration that's very powerful. And it's more powerful than me speaking or you just listening to self-development audio. So the application, when it creates that music and it takes your dreams and goals and it puts a frequency attached to it, something that you're familiar with, you listen to it, you feel good. And when you feel good and listen to your dreams and goals, then guess what? Your brain subconsciously starts to assimilate it. And it starts to change your beliefs, your values, unconsciously. You get it? Unconsciously, folks. Okay? Unconsciously. Like many of you, you have a job mentality. That was unconsciously. You didn't consciously want to have a job mentality. You didn't consciously want to feel less worthy, or you didn't consciously just have no confidence. These things happen unconsciously outside of our awareness. Okay? Does that make sense? Comment below if that makes sense to you. What if your mind wanders away at the middle of the meditation for a minute? Do you start over or just keep going? Just keep going. Listen, it's just like you listen to a music, listen to a song. Listen, you don't watch this. You're going to love me for this. When you're listening to a song, are you consciously trying to really understand the message and understand the words? Are you? When you listen to a song for the first time, your buddy say, hey, listen to this song. It's amazing. It's a love song. I know you, your girl broke up with you. She cheated on you. Listen to the song, right? And the guy starts to listen to the song. The guy is not trying to memorize every word at all. He's not trying to memorize anything. He's just listening to the song. Why? Because he wants to feel better. Woman. Your girlfriend said, hey, oh, you heard the new Katy Perry, the new blah, blah, blah. She recommends it to her friend because she feels that her friend is going to feel good. That's it. So when you're listening to music, you're not trying to understand deeply what these people are saying. You're just listening. You get it? You're like relaxed and you're just listening. That's it. It's like a story, and that's what songs are. They're just nothing but stories, but they attach music to it. So what I did with the app, I'm going to tell you a story about your life that's going to be beneficial and cause you to be successful based off your desire. Okay? So when you listen to music, you're not trying to remember it. You're not trying to interpret what the person is trying to say. You just relax in listening to the song. You get it? The key word is relaxed. Just relaxed. Okay? So all you have to do is just keep listening, folks. Okay? I know some of you are very proud of me about the app, and I appreciate that. And listen, this is something that's going to be revolutionary. I'm telling you, you'll see. I mean, it's nothing like it on the marketplace. I'm not saying I'm not going to, like, people will try to copy me and they're going to try to buy my company. I get it. And I'm going to sell it for the right price. But this is going to be a game changer for the world. Okay? Imagine people listening to their goals and their dreams instead of listening to other people's life and try to relate. You know, it just think about it, because people listen to music because, and the lyrics, because they feel that, okay, I can relate to that. Like, some people actually listen to music because they can relate to what the person is going through, a heartbreak, they want to make money, they're struggling, right? You know, songs like Kevin Gates, I don't get tired, right? People say, oh yeah, that's me, I don't get tired, you know, I got to grind hard. So every song that people listen to has a message that is either relatable to them or is something that they want to do. right? It's almost motivational sometimes with some song. Or maybe you listen to a song because a love song, because it explains your experience that you are having with your man or with your woman. Does that make sense? It's relatability. But imagine listening to a song that's about you, but it's about the new you. Are you with me? Listen, this is the same speech I'm going to give to Oprah when Oprah calls my phone some type of way and say, Wesley, I just downloaded your app Dreamers. I love it. I want to talk to you. And I'm going to tell her, I'm saying, listen, you're going to listen to this music and it's going to be all about you. And what people love most, what people love most, more than sex, is just listening to something that's about themselves. Like listening to something that allows them to start to believe that they can actually do what they want to do in their life, in any aspect. Does that make sense? So where do I find the app? It's on the App Store. You can click the link in my bio, www.dreamrez.com. Get it now before it's too late. You know, I have a feeling that the servers are going to be overloaded very soon once I start to promote it. But get access to it now while it's free. Wes, my 6-year-old son said your app is amazing. He's actually telling his other first grade friends about it to get them using it. That's amazing, Anthony. Thank you so much. Listen, this app is a blessing. I believe it's just a blessing from God, man. It's just, you know, I'm so happy. I'm so elated. And I'm so, like, I've been meditating, folks, like, religiously and diligently for the past 9 months, like, a lot. Because I wanted to create something that would impact people's lives in a way that they would rave about it. Like, I wrote this in my journal that people around the world will be creating videos and testimonies and memes about my app because they love it, because they love how it sounds. And then they start to change their belief. Like, imagine a person that's depressed and don't know how to get over their depression or their stress, and they listen to this song that's created for them, that's meant to switch and take them out of depression. Imagine a kid that is told that he have ADD or ADHD, whatever. You know, imagine a kid is told that, and he gets my app, and he writes in that he's perfectly fine. And he listens to it, and he likes how it sounds. And now the kid is no longer experiencing those symptoms. Just watch. This app is going to be in every school in America. It's going to be in every school in the UK. Rush everywhere. You'll see. Everywhere. Okay? Yeah, ADHD. Exactly. Like, there's so many case studies. It's going to be so many case studies for the app. Telling you, people who want to commit suicide, they're going to listen to the app on the song. I'm telling you, you know, because music is therapeutic, but music that's personalized to your goals and dreams, that's transformational. And I'm telling you folks right now, you'll see. Just keep watching. Any more questions for me here? And I didn't go live to talk about the app. I'm here to talk about you and your dreams and your desires and things that you want. Right? I'm just answering questions here.
If what do you ask us to it?
Yeah, exactly. The reason why I brought up the suicide, because I had somebody in the app. They wrote something and said, you know, this person wanted to commit suicide, and they wrote a song for themselves. And the song touched my heart, honestly. I wish I could reach out to that person. Come on, it brought tears to my eyes. Because, you know, I'm thinking about health. I'm thinking about manifesting money. I want people to be rich, but people are using this just to increase their quality of life, just to live again. just to renew their hope. Like, so many songs are just, and you know, eventually we will be sharing all the songs, you know, with the permission of the user to the community, that everybody get the access so you can see what people are creating. It's life. Like, so many songs are just, man, it brings tears to my eyes sometimes. Because I just wanted to help people manifest wealth and make money, but man, people, these songs and what they're creating is just blowing my mind, what people really want. And believe it or not, people just don't want money. Man, people want love. They want somebody to care of. They want to feel significant. They want to be happy. And it's just, it's powerful. How would you define consciousness? I would say consciousness is what's going on right now. Like, you're conscious of what I'm saying, right? You're conscious. It's basically, in my opinion, it's just what you're paying attention to in the moment. Where do people start if they have an idea for an app? What do you mean, where do you start? Do you know what you want? I would say use ChatGPT. ChatGPT is amazing. I mean, you can just type and say, hey, this is the app I want to create. How do I go about it? There's a lot of software out there right now. AI software, they will create the app for you, folks. Just do your research. Search Google. Okay? What is the app called again? Dream Riz. Dream Riz. Go to my bio. Hey, Victoria, download it. How to prioritize my goals. I find myself doing three things and not finishing it. Easily distracted. So my question is, why are you easily distracted, Princess Diana? Why? Hosea Harvey, big shout out to you, my guy. Thank you, Josiah Harvey. Thank you so much, young man. I'm proud of you. You're 6 years old. Thank you for sharing my app with your community, your peers, your friends, and I'm so proud of you that you have taken a leap of faith even at your age, and that's a sign of maturity, you know, because can you imagine a six-year-old like Josiah Harvey who decides to listen and be very cognizant of his dreams and what he wants, and he's only six. Can you imagine what that's going to do to that young kid's life? Like, when I have another baby, hopefully I can have another baby, right? I'm going to create songs from my baby at night. I'm gonna play it in the crib. Like, you can't, it's so many use cases, so much utility for the app. Like, imagine just having a baby and instead of playing all these lullabies, you can create a song on how you want your baby to think, you know, how you want your baby to be respectful, mannerable, smart. Play it. The babies, it's a sponge from 0 to 6, 0 to 7. They're a sponge. They just soaking it up. So instead of just listening to just those tunes or whatever you play, Barney and shit, you should have a playlist that they just listening to over and over again. Just watch it. You'll see. It's a game changer. What's next? Thank you, Valerie. Yeah, even while you're pregnant, you know, it's just so many case uses, so many use cases here. Questions for me, folks. Folks, questions. Q&A. Hey, Eric, how are you? Questions for me. Let's go! Wake up. Come on, we got work to do tonight. What you working on? What opportunities are you working on right now? Are you selling something? What product are you creating? Talk to me. This is the best time right now to be wealthy, folks. In leadership or managerial role, how can one motivate and inspire the team to work harder? You work hard. Easy. If you want your team to work hard, you work hard. They need to see you. Your team is going to model what you do. Whatever you do, your team is going to do. Okay? Does that make sense? I want to learn how to make money. Okay? Learn. Folks, there's so many resources on the internet to make money. YouTube.com, Google.com. Learn. Stop making excuses. I'm sick and tired of you guys asking the same questions. I don't make money. I don't make money. Like you're not on the internet every day. The problem with most of you, you spend your time on social media too much. Social media is screwing you up. TikTok, Instagram, every day. Facebook. And you wonder why you're broke and don't have a pot to piss in. Because social media has consumed your life. Take a break from it. Okay? Keisha Martin, how are you? So the name of the game is work. I wouldn't say that's the name of the game, but you know, you do have to work. But you have to do the right work. Honestly. Got to do the right thing at the right time to become wealthy, folks. It's tough, but it's possible. I think the name of the game is first to have a dream. You got to know what you want. I think most people don't know exactly what they want. And if you don't know what you want, you will have the tendency to quit. You're going to give up. Okay. Drugs and alcohol have consumed my life. Well, that's unfortunate. Explain the importance of social media detox for how long? Forever, you know? I don't know. Listen, for as long as it takes. If you're not using social media to monetize or to create a brand or sell something, if you're only using social media for your own entertainment, you're going to be broke for the rest of your life. You're going to be average for the rest of your life, you'll see. You're going to be broke and average for the rest of your life. If you can't detach yourself from this drug called social media, you're going to be broke. You'll see. Are you going to be working for someone? Are you going to be barely making it, living paycheck to paycheck, saving money, trying to keep your head above water? That's a terrible life, in my opinion. That's a sad life, honestly. That's an unfulfilled life, folks. Okay? Trying to make music and be a content creator, okay? Well, stop trying and start doing. What's next? Hey, Amanda. And to be honest with you, all of you are distracted by social media. You are. Even if you say you're not, you are. Even I'm distracted with social media at times, but I'm rich. Alright? Like, I've done well. I mean, I have new goals, but I'm doing well enough that I don't have to worry about money again. Honestly, I believe if you're making over 6 figures a month, I mean, there's not much you can't do, honestly. What's next? Yeah, I guess I got to get sober. Yeah, I guess so. And JTP, wouldn't now be the best time to be sober? Like now? Why are you in the dark? Because the light is off. Come on, guys. It's obvious answers to these questions. Because I'm relaxed. That's what rich people do. We relax. We work and relax. And I'm relaxed right now. Talking to you. Big head. Next question for me. Explain how important patience is to success. Yeah, it's very important, obviously. Because if you're not patient, you're anxious. Like anybody that wants something, so like just like, oh man, I want it now, I want it now, I want it now, I want it now. Like, relax. Be patient. It's a long road. Be honest with you, it's a long road to making millions. It is what it is. The road is long. And it's bumpy. Just telling you the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat this all. Long, bumpy road, but it's worth it. There's no easy way to make money. It is. Honestly, it is easy ways. It all depends on how you define the word easy. The problem is you're not willing to do it. Like if I say go to 1,000 people's doors every day and sell the product, and you can make money, but you won't do it. You're like, oh, I don't want to do that inside, outside. It's too cold outside. I don't have gas money. People going to tell me no, they don't want this stuff. Right? So, but it's easy. Just get in your car and go to 1,000 doors. Hey, how you doing? My name is Wesley Vernon. Slam in your face. So what? Hey, how you doing? My name is Wesley Vernon. I'm selling. Right? I mean, that's not hard to do. The problem is, it's just the emotional factor. You don't want to get rejected. And that's sad, honestly. Like, I eat rejection for breakfast. I love it. I love rejection. I eat it. It tastes good. Tastes delicious. Been learning how to manifest things. That's good. That's great. Explain how important it is to have tough skin and how to develop it.
Yeah. The only way to have tough skin is
just to go through some things, some adversities. And adversity is going to, you know, they're going to take place on autopilot. Going to have problems. But yeah, it's very important to have tough skin because most people don't succeed because they don't have tough skin. They're weak. They give up. They quit. They make excuses. They're bullshitters. They're weak. You know, just, it is what it is. Just weak. They soft, too soft. They can't take it. And if you soft, you can't take it. Yeah, it's obvious. You're not gonna listen. You know, you can't even imagine how many YouTube videos I created before people start watching my YouTube videos. Hundreds for years, not 1 year, several years. I mean, you can't even imagine what I've been through to finally figure it out. It was tough. It was a fun journey, though. Thinking back, you know, it was fun. It was exciting. I don't like a boring life. Like, I don't know anyone likes a boring life. But yet, most of you live very boring lives. My life is exciting. I'm very spontaneous, very sporadic, you know. But I like it like that. Even when I was broke, I make money, then I'll be broke again. It was exciting for me. I didn't care. I loved it. So what do you do for money? I am a digital marketer, obviously. I am a digital marketer. I sell products on the internet.
all day long. Every day, all day, even in my sleep. Where are you? I am in Colombia, Medellin. I have two. I got two penthouses. One in Houston, one in Colombia. And they big and they large. I love being out here in Colombia. Got a 24-hour shelf, 12-hour shelf, and got a driver, assistant. So I love it. Working out, reading, meditating, working. Separating for the foolishness. That's a dream come true. You are in my country. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, one day, Essence, one day. All right, folks, any more questions for me? I don't see any questions, so.
Yeah.
And I'm yawning. I'm drifting.
Can you elaborate on how intense we need to be with feeling the thing?
Yeah, it's important. I mean, if you don't feel like you are the person that you want to be, it's going to be very difficult for you to become it. You got to feel like your life is perfect. And I get it. Is it hard? Maybe. But it's not impossible. The reason why that's so important, because all you want is to feel good anyway. Everything that you want, every materialistic thing that you want, including money, is because you want to feel good. You want to feel freedom. You want to feel that peace. But you can feel that way right now.
You can. What time is it? That's 1 o'clock. How old are you? 24. Can African people access the app? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, go ahead and tap the heart button a few times for me, folks. All right, I guess I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight. Another successful Millionaire Midnight Rant. I love it. I love it. I love it. Feel free to DM me if you have any questions as well. Any topics you want me to focus on, I'm here to do that for you. Okay? And don't give up. Don't give up.
Okay, whatever you do. Even if it's the last time that you get the opportunity to hear my voice, don't give up.
Don't do that. That's what losers do. Fucking losers give up. Don't be a loser. Because they're the worst. The losers are the ones that have all the regret as they get older. Don't be that person. It's a devastating life, honestly. It's tough. You know, it's a devastating life to be 15, 16, 17 years old and you never did anything what you wanted to do because you was afraid.
All right? Sleep well. Get to work. This is Wesley, billion-dollar virgin. Much love and let's go.